Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ches Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tav Tzadi Ches, which deals with the halachos of shechting on Yontif. And we begin with the very last words on Kuf Zayin Omud Beis, Sif Vav in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Behema Misukenes. A behema that is misukenes is an animal that is sick, and Sheyare Shema Tomus. The Mechaber tells us we're afraid it's going to die. Now, an animal that's alive and that's shechted is kosher meat under certain circumstances. There's a whole simonim in Shulchan Aruch to deal with when it is considered still kosher if it's somewhat ill and it's going to die. So here, we're dealing with an animal that would be kosher if you shechted it, and therefore the person is afraid not to shecht this animal on Yontif, because otherwise he'll suffer a significant financial loss. The animal's worth $1,000 if it's shechted, it's worth $50 if it's dog meat. So therefore, you have this behemah mesukenes, shiyari shema tomas, you're scared that it's going to die. V'u'achal kvar, but he already ate lunch. Vein tzarichla, he has no need for this meat today. So you're only allowed to shecht on Yontif for ochel nefesh. You're not allowed to shecht to go and prepare meat for the rest of the week or to stop yourselves from having a financial loss. So what does the Mechaber say? Also l'shochto, you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it in this situation unless elam ken yesh shehus bayom kidei lechol mimena kizayis tzoli mibod yom. You would be allowed to shecht it as long as you can get some ochel nefesh out of it. And the way you would do that, there has to be enough time left in the day after you shecht the animal. Let's say shkia is at 6 o'clock. Shecht the animal at 5:30. There's enough time still in that day of Yontif that you would have time to go and cut off a piece of meat, quickly roast it, and you could still eat a kezias of that meat that day. So therefore, it's ochel nefesh for Yontif. And he adds the Ramah, v'afilu ein shos l'natcha ulevot kotchila. And this would be too, even if you can't flay the animal, and as a result, you're not opening it up, and you're not able to do the bedikos, the checks that you have to do on the lung, to look for sirchos, look for adhesions and other lung abnormalities that are common. So nevertheless, he brings down from the Torah that you would still be allowed to shecht in this situation, because you could roast a kezias of the meat and eat a kezias of the meat, at least in theory, before Yontif is over. That is this din in the Mechaber with the addition of the Ramah. Now let's see inside. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Siv Katan Lamed Dalid, he tells us, Achar Shetetze Nafsha, after the animal has been shechted, there still is time enough that you could roast a piece of kezias of meat. Even though you have no intention of doing so, but at least there has to be the opportunity, and then it's called that the Shechita is Litzorech Ochel Nefesh. Why is this so? As long as there is time for you to eat a kezias, ein isu min haTorah l'shochet b'yontif. You then technically are not in violation of an isu d'oraisa. You're only allowed to shecht for ochel yontif. And here, this is ochel yontif. Because if guests were to come, they hadn't eaten lunch. So then, if you wanted to give them the meat, if you wanted to give them some food from this cow, from this animal, the shechita would work for them. So therefore, because of hoel, since guests will come, that knocks it down from a daraisa to only being only potentially a derabbanan here, that the rabbi said, don't do this if there are no guests there. So therefore, on a deraisa level, the shechita is permitted. And therefore, even though there are no guests, it's not an issa deraisa. However, since there are no guests there, the rabbi said, don't go and shecht this animal now, a half an hour before Yontif is over, because there is no real need for it on Yontif. However, that's in general. Here you have this behema mesukenes. It's going to be worth $1,000 if you shecht it, but it's going to be worth $50 if you don't shecht it. So that's called the hefsid meruba. In the situation of financial loss, then the rabbis didn't institute their dirabanan over here, and they let the din revert back to the daraisa, which is that you're allowed to shecht. As opposed to mashen came be behema bria, but a healthy animal, and l'shochta. Then the rabbi said, don't go and shecht it now, because then you're only doing it for your own comfort, not for hefsid meruba. Therefore, you're only allowed to shecht the animal if you do have guests coming, if you do need meat for Yontif itself. Now, there are a couple of Dirshu footnotes that we want to go through as well. Dirshu footnote number 31 brings down, Umusukenes shimamidim osoa ragleha eno misugelis lamot. If the animal is so sick that it can't stand up on its legs, in that situation, the Shagas Ayah brings down, then you're not allowed to shecht it on Yontif, because we learn in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, an animal that is this sick, ain't a muteris b'achila, Elam kin pirchasa la'achar shchitasa, that an animal that can't stand up before life, so if you go and shecht it, the only way it's a kosher an animal is if it's able to do pirchus, if it's able to move about somewhat after the shchita. And here, when it can't even stand up before the shchita, imkein yesh lachu shemazu lo tefarches la'achar shchitasa. This situation, if the animal doesn't move afterwards, it turns out it's not allowed to be eaten, and then it turns out, nimso sheshocha shelotzar ocho nefesh, then the shchita wasn't for ocho nefesh. So on a weekday, you can apply this rule. We don't know if the animal's kosher, it was really not that sick, or no, it's sick enough that it's not kosher, it's going to be trait, but there's no problem in the shchita. So do the shchita and see what happens. If it's mefarches, if it moves about, so then you can eat it, it's not a treifa. If it's not mefarches, then it's a treifa. No problem on a weekday. But on yontif, when you're only allowed to shecht it, if it is kosher, so then in this situation, we already have a reyusa, you already have the fact that it can't stand up, so the Shagas Ayah says, you're not allowed to shecht it because maybe it won't be mefarches, and therefore it will turn out that the shchita was not appropriate because the shchita wasn't leading to an animal able to be eaten, and therefore he says you're not allowed to go and shecht in this situation. So oskim b'mesukenes shechol b'yosef v'notel almost afadayin omedes haragleah. So therefore, the Shagas Ayah says that the mechaber here is talking about where it can stand up, and therefore you don't have to do the bedika after the shchita of mefarches. On the other hand, the Pnei Yehoshua says also the Chasam Sofer and the Oneg Yontif, that they say the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch here talking about even if the animal is not allowed to stand up on its leg, and they tight it up. They find Terutzim over here for why the Shagas Ayah's question is not a question. The issue foot number 32 brings down Velasus Melacha She'enot Tzorach Hayom B'Mokum Hefsed Lo Gadol. What about if it's a small financial loss? Okay, there's going to be a slight loss, but nothing significant. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that it's Osir. The rabbi is only allowed to do the Misukenis over here because it would be a significant financial loss, Hefsid Godol. But for a very small financial loss, they didn't allow you to do Malach. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Hei tells us that you have to have at least a kezias of tzli, at least a kezias worth of roasted meat could be eaten. Shezeh Okal B'Bishul, and that's the quickest and fastest way that you can go eat meat, is by roasting it. V'day b'chazayis, and it's adequate if you just eat a kezayis of it. You'd have enough time, at least theoretically, to eat a kezayis. Because, mishum di'evshul l'chazayis possible l'shchita, because then we can make the argument, well, even though you're only having kezayis, it's a very small amount, but there's no other way to eat a kezayis of basar unless you shechted the animal. And therefore, v'imkein hevi yashchita kula l'tzorach yontav. And then the entire shchita is for this kezayis, and therefore the entire shchita is allowed. The issue footnote number 35 brings down, let's say there's only enough time that you can eat less than a kezayis. So Rav Yosef Engel brings down in the Gilyoni Ashas, you still will be allowed to go and shecht, even if you can only have time for eating less than a kezayis. Why? Because they had to lasos melachos litzorech ocho nefesh in yontif, is the reason you're allowed to go and shecht something or do a melach on ocho nefesh is even litzorech achilas pachos mikizayis. If you want to shecht something and you only want to have a little bit of meat, so you're allowed to. It's not a chiv that you have to have a kizayis. And therefore, he says that you would be allowed to in this situation, even if there's only able ability to have pachos mikizayis. And he says there's also the das of the meloroim and the imre bina. And he writes, because shaloshon kezayis b'mishnah lav davka. And when the Mishnah says in Beitza that you have to have a kezayis, it was just talking generally, but it wasn't meaning specifically. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Arik Zatzal brings down in his sefer Tal Torah, and he says shalochein mutar lasos malacha litzorach ocho nefesh gam kishitzorach rach pachos mikezayis. Under normal circumstances, you can eat shecht and do ocho nefesh malachos even for less than a kezayis. You really don't want to eat now. So this is a harama. The whole thing is a trick here, a halakhically legal loophole that you can shecht it. In this situation, unless it's a kezayis. Pachos mikezayis they didn't allow. And they said, because shalchilazu ainu chashuv klal v'nir yosek harama. Because, come on, you're going to take one bite? You're going to have a small amount over here? That's clearly our Rama, and it doesn't even look like it's something that's acceptable. And this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv. On the other hand, the great Aderes brings down, and there's also in the Shelus Shulz Abni Nezer, the Sochachover, Shalolom Lohutru Melechas Ocho Nefesh Beyontiv El Imkein Tzorech L'Kizayis. They hold no, the most machmer, it must be for a Kizayis. Even regular Ocho Nefesh is only for a Kizayis. And the Abni Nezer adds, She'av tzorech, she'ach gezayis yelitzorech ish echad. And the gezayis has to be for one specific person. It can't even be a half a gezayis for this guy and a half a gezayis for that guy. Although Rav Yashiv on this brings down, this is svara temuha ma'od. Rav Yashiv says it's a very strange pshat. Finally, the issue number 35 concludes and says, ukishiyesh shos bayom lechom mimeno ach rak ba'ofen shalachila gasa. You'd have to stuff it down your mouth. There's a half a minute, and you have to shove the entire kezayis in your mouth. So Rav Yashiv says, in that situation, that's not allowed. That's not called eating. The eating has to be at least normal eating. The issue footnote number 36 brings down, in general, he says, doing a malacha that you're going to break up into pieces and you don't need all of the parts of that malacha that you're doing, so you only need this chelek that the malacha resulted in, but not that chelek. For example, he says, kishaofet pas shechelko sheyachas lanoch, where you're baking a bread, half of it belongs to the non-Jewish person, which you wouldn't be allowed to do, but half of it belongs to you. So in the Shaar Etzion, in Siman Tov Kuvav, we say, mikan mucha she'asor sherak legabi shechita hitiru. Only in regards to shchita do we say, well, we allow the whole thing to be done because you can't have any shchita without it. However, so don't bake both pieces of bread. Only break your piece of bread. Don't break the non-Jewish person's piece of the dough. Similarly, take out hot water from an electrical system. So when you take out some of the hot water, new cold water is going to flow in and become heated up. And if you do this a minute before Yontif is over, so there's no time for that new cold water to be drunk on Yontif, he says, nevertheless, that's allowed. It is considered ochel nefesh because there's no way you can take out the hot water that you want without the cold water coming in. So therefore, it's all considered one action and it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Vav says, "Vafilu ain shos lenatchu levod kutchilo." You don't even have to have time to go and check out the lungs. Why? Kiven demin hadin muter below b'dikas hareya. Halach lemaisa midaraisa. You don't have to check for things that are majority likely. And while we say it's a miut hamatzui to have adhesions and sircha in the lungs, it's a miut, and therefore midaraisa. You don't have to go check it. The rabbis were machmir to go and check it. Nevertheless, because of the financial loss over here, is there. We don't have to say that you have to have enough time to also do the bedika. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, even though Ramah says in Yoredeya, if the lung were to be lost before you do the bedika, the rabbis made it awesome for you. You can't eat that animal. So why is that? So the Shach brings down that the Ramah was saying over here that the Ramah didn't want people to be mako with the takana, that you have to go check the lungs. And yeah, people are going to wink, wink, the lungs are gone, so we don't have to do the bedika. And they're going to just disband with the bedika of the lungs. So that's in a regular case. But over here, Le'inyin HaMesukenes, that you don't have to do it, so then there's no zilzul aspect over here. So therefore, even if you didn't check it, there is no problem. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Zayin tells us that while the Ramah said that you don't have to have enough time to do the nituach, the flaying it, and the bedika, nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah brings down, b'das kam achronim, there are many achronim, you can see this in Shaar Etzion, Os Lamed Zayin, he brings down the Marshal, and the Bach, the Elia Rabba, and the Kilis Yaakov, all say, the ein lahati lishchop ein shos lebotko, they all hold that you should have enough time to do the bedika, otherwise don't shech l'chatchila. Now, the reason the Mishnah Berurah explains this is, the bo'ina shia shos k'dei lafshito lebotko, that they all hold that you must have enough time to go flay the animal and do the checking of the lungs. And the Yeshuas Yaakov, we say Yeshuas Yaakov, because of the dafka begidoyim utuloyim. It's only in the goats and in the sheep. The lo shchiach bu sircha yeshlako. Then you can rely upon the mamekal opinion of the Mechaber and the Ramah over here that you don't have to go check only by the smaller animals, the goats and the sheep. Avo behem agasa, by the cow family, the larger animals. Therefore, in those situations, you should be more machmir and make sure that you have enough time to go shech the animal and do the hefshit, the flaying, and the bedika. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if there is enough time in the day and you did shechte, so then ain't no no-tell ora, you don't have the right to go flay the entire animal. You have to leave a little bit of meat behind, one limb behind on the flayed hide, and that makes it that you can go and take it in this situation. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkat Lamed Ches, wrote Salomar, letaltalo, to move it, ulanicha al makomo, achar shev shito min behema, and to move it after you flayed it, to move it to a place that you wanted to. Ukdel besimin shin ches, sivchav hei, as we have learned over there. Now, v'yaf al gav delikamon besimin tov tzadites, sharina letaltalo, achar sheshachato behema beyontov, We're going to learn over there in Simon Tav Tzadi Tes that you are allowed to move the hide after you shechted the animal. So here, why not? So there, Hasam Behema Bria. They were talking about a healthy animal. And you wouldn't shecht it if you weren't allowed to move the hide. Umshum di lo sharis lay, lo yishchot, v'asilim nuye, misimach zyantiv. There, if we didn't allow you to move the hide, so then you can say, hey, this is a $100 hide. I guess I won't shecht. I'll have peanut butter for you for lunch today. I won't have animal. I won't have fleisch. Because I don't want to lose the hide of $100. So therefore, it will prevent you from shechting. But here, Mashen Kein Hocha, by the Mesukenis, you're going to shecht it anyway. The Muchach Lishto Shilo Thomas, you want to save yourself $1,000 loss. So you're not going to worry about the $100 hide. So here, we don't allow you to move the hide unless it has some meat attached to it, and that will make it not a problem. In this situation, the hide is not the ikker. The meat is the ikker, and you can move it. The issue footnote number 39 brings down that this is true. It doesn't have to be a whole aver, elarak mixas baser, just a little bit of meat. As long as the kizai is worth of meat, it's going to be important, and the hide is toffel to it. You can move the whole hide because of that baser that's over there. Then the Ramah says, The opinion says you're not allowed to flay it at all unless you shechted it really for meat on yontif. And he brings down from the Hagos Alfasi that that's really the halach l'maisa. Mishbur and Sivkot Mem says, because the flaying it is also malacha. Also, you're not allowed to do this because you're not doing this for eating purposes. You shechted it anyway. Even though it's not an issa d'raisa, the whole im is damne le'orchem, because if guests were to come, you really could give it to them and you'd be allowed to flay it. That's only if you have enough time to flay it and to give them the food. So that's why it's not Issa D'Raisa. So Hashtanami Mutta. So here it's allowed. Al Kaponim Midirabonim Yuwasa. But we said that Midirabonim is not allowed. So just like we said that you're allowed to shechta because of hefzid mamon, you're allowed to flay because of hefzid mamon, that the meat shouldn't spoil. And I in the Mogid of Rome, that we pass like this mechaber over here. However, you should try not to if you don't have to. This is only a situation you're relying on the chaber. If you wait to flay it until it's nightfall, the meat will spoil. If that's not the case, then you wouldn't be allowed to be mafshid it anyway, because the whole purpose is to prevent the loss. If there is no loss, then it's not an issue. Because of the Prima Garden, the Prima Garden brings down. That's if there's a lot of time. If you shechted it right before night, you only have enough time to eat a kizayis, then also lahavshid or minatorah, then you're not even minatorah allowed to go and flay it. Hold the lacy, but zeh hasvara, because you don't have any more the reason, the reliance upon dim is dan and liochim, the varchim come. Achar, the ain shos lecho yosef, because there is no time. There's no time to flay it, even if the archim are there. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Aleph. He says, if a shocheid is shechting a bird, because it's dangerously ill and doesn't want to lose the bird, and has no intention of eating it, also limrot no tzos, you're not allowed to pull out the feathers. Sivkot Mem Beis, we said, lahoros, that's the way we should pass him. V'chein roi lahoros, so we said, if you do the flaying with some sort of a shino, you could go in bakotza bakona, you do it with some sort of a sharp stick or something like that, so then a splinter, something that is sharp, but not the normal way you flay it with a knife, the ba'amo gam kein em b'zeh el mishum shuas, that is only a shuas in and of itself, then in lahach mezeh, then you'd be allowed to do this, achrei d'harbi maskim im dasa mechaber mechadal, because there are those that rely upon the mechaber and allow you to do this. Siv zayin. Im shocha behema basada, if you shechted an animal in the field, lo yivena b'mot or b'mot, you're not allowed to bring it back on poles, like the normal way, kidero sha'oseh b'chol, like you do it on a weekday, to carry it on big poles. El yivena b'yodo, evarim, evarim. You bring it back, if you shechted it out in the field, bring it back one piece at a time. Mishra Brura in Siv Kotten Nem Gimel tells us, im shocha behema, if you shechted the behema b'distam, talking about a healthy one, mash without behema b'riya, dino hachi. That's the regular locha. Siv Kotten Mem Dali, yivena b'yodo. You're going to make a lot of extra trips over here. It's better that you make a lot of extra trips rather than making it look like a weekday activity. Even if you're doing it with a shino, you shouldn't do it via a moat. If you can't do it one limited time, you have a lot of guests over there, so then near the mutalaviade mot umoto, then you could bring it with these poles, and brings down the name of the arzurua, ayin shav demuchach demusukenis, however, misukenis, yesh lahachmi lishna kamo, gambof and zeh, vein lahok el el bria, should only do this for a bria, but not with the misukenis. The issue foot number 40 brings down, If you're doing this in a place where nobody's really watching you, so then it's actually preferable to take it all with the moat because there's no maris ayin, and this way you're taking a lot less steps as opposed to taking a lot of steps where it's not necessary. With this, we conclude today's shir.